Good afternoon. I'll call the January 23rd, 2014 AMAT Technical Advisory Committee meeting to order. We do have a quorum. We've got number two on our agenda would be the minutes of the December 12, 2013 meeting. Do we have any changes or additions to that? If not, we have a motion to approve.
Dave, I move to approve.
Tomasi, yes, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Number three, under the staff reports, the financial progress report. There will be a motion required for this. Mr. Zegi.
Thank you. This is attachment 3A in your folders, our financial progress. We're still in the process of closing out calendar year 2013, so this is our financials as of November 30th. As you can see, if you look at line 9 at the bottom of the table, we are 40% of the way through the budget and more than 40% of the way through the year. So we're looking real good financially, and we do recommend approval of the financial progress report.
Move to accept. Lucy.
Paradise, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Now for a technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone to our new space. This is, hopefully, we've been told this before, but this is actually supposed to be now where we will be pretty much permanently for the rest of calendar year 2014. So I apologize for any of you that had a hard time finding it. We did try to make it easy, but we understand it's a little bit of a convoluted web to get back here, especially since it's technically a dorm room, so not all doors are both open, and you know, and you can't, if you go out that door, you cannot come in that door. So just fair warning to everyone to keep that in mind. But a couple of things on technical progress report. First off, we're moving forward with our 2013 planning grant awards in both Barberton and Montrose area. Both those awards, we hope, will be under contract by the end of this month, so we'll be getting forward to work on that. Second, AMETS is partnering with the Knight Foundation to do a couple of bike and brainstorms in the Akron area, especially in downtown Akron, as well as having a bicycle conference, a one-day conference in Akron. The Knight Foundation will be sponsoring us to bring in some speakers from Cold West City, or Cold West, Northern cities with cold weather to speak about some of the things that they've been doing in biking, places like Minneapolis, Madison, Ann Arbor, et cetera. So we will be, that should be in June. We're really looking forward to it, and definitely everyone will be invited to that when we put it all together. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But other than that, that concludes my report.
Thank you. And that's federal funds report, attachment 3, senior handout. Bodison.
Thank you. Looking at our funding program table, you see that we are about halfway through fiscal year 2014. And then if you go over to the second page of the table and look down this fiscal year, you'll see that we have a remaining balance of about $12 million. If you recall, we've talked in the past about FODOT has something called carryover reduction policy, where if we carry over too much funds, it's able to be lapsed and taken back by FODOT. Well, in this case, we are in that situation. This $12 million is actually a policy. So what we could do, one of the options is simply just asking ODOT for a waiver and saying that we do have projects that are scheduled in the future that will use up these funds that we do in 2016. So we could do that and they'll grant us the waiver, but we're trying to be a little more proactive. What we're doing is, you know, we're in the middle of talking to three different FBOs to trade funds. And what we do is trade off most of these funds here in 2014. And then these FBOs will return those funds back by 2016, so these are funded projects that we have in this year. This just kind of got caught like this because, if you recall, next year, fiscal year 2015, that's when the statewide CMAQ program kicks in. So we're in the last year with just the CMAQ funding program, but still under that carryover reduction policy. So
It's just something that we have to deal with. But we shouldn't have a problem trading away so that we're underneath those thresholds. Again, we'll get those points back on 17. So we should hope to complete those trades probably within the next month or so. Another thing I want to mention, the statewide CMAQ funding program, sometime in the spring, we'll start that process here at our FPO level, and it'll be much like our normal round of funding where we'll solicit projects for funding under the CMAQ funding program. We'll score them according to the criteria that's been set up with the new statewide committee. Our subcommittee will evaluate those, and they'll come back to both this committee and the policy committee for final approval of the list of projects that should go down to the state level sometime this fall. So by, let's say, about May or so, we'll start the process. That list has to go down to the committee down in Columbus by August, September, and then by the end of this calendar year, we'll know which projects get funded at the statewide level. And that's all I have on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Bodison. Do we have any old business? Old business on to new business. Draft of fiscal year 2015 transportation planning work program and budget. We are requesting a motion. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While we just have entered 2014, we're actually halfway through the fiscal year 2014 for AMX, which ends June 30th. Therefore, our staff starts to put together, for ODOT and for Federal Highway, we start to put together our budget for what we're going to be doing in 2015. This is also the point where we put together how much money we're going to be receiving in 2015, as well as local dues that are going to be requested later this year. This year, it's estimated that our budget for fiscal year 2015 will be about $1.12 million in federal consolidated planning grant funds. ODOT matches that 10%, and then the locals will match that another 10%. Right now, the total match for and local dues, which is on table one in your packet 5A, will show what you'll be invoiced in later in the year for those to be a member of AMAX. And really, the main things that the work program contains, and this is just our first draft. We send it to ODOT, we review it with them, and we'll be asked to finalize this in May of 2014. But really what it does is it sort of plans out what our major work products are going to be in the year 2015. I think some of the new things we're going to be working on are that we'll be having starting working on the transportation improvement program from 2016 to 2019. We're also going to start potentially doing some sort of road diet analysis, similar to what we've done with things like safety, looking at kind of taking a high-level view of our roads and looking for areas where we would be able to potentially reduce lanes that were four-lane roads to two-lane roads with a center-turn lane. Also, obviously, we'll be getting underway with the CMAQ program, as Victor mentioned, from a statewide perspective. And finally, the other thing that we're going to be trying to do here that I'll be working on primarily is we want to start this year, now that the plan is done, reaching out to communities and really spending some time meeting with communities individually to find out what projects are in the works, what you have coming up, and really start to, for us, to get a better understanding for sort of that short-term to medium-term projects for what we can help you with. AMATS, obviously, we have staff of 16. We do have a lot of capability, whether it's traffic counting, doing small studies, helping with your planning efforts. And so what we really want to do, especially in the fiscal year 15, is really kick that off and try to and make sure everyone's aware of what it is that we can do and how we can help, hopefully, with the overall goal of getting more projects programmed and more projects built. So. With that, we are looking for a motion. We'll be happy to answer any questions, but that concludes my report.
Mr. Chairman, I want to really thank staff for being thoughtful about the program that are in there. I'd like to ask about the parking inventory one, in particular, whether it would be possible to inventory parking cost in addition to the number of stalls.
We can definitely do that. I think that's something that we've done an inventory in terms of actual, you know, where we look at the overall kind of footprint of parking. What we're trying to do is, what we need to do, the next step is turn it into a more robust of what is this actually costing. And I think we're trying to look at some of the stormwater impacts as well as just the true cost of what people are paying. So that's on our radar. I think it's not spelled out in this memo, but that will be something we can definitely make part of our work group.
And Chris, we appreciate the comment because I think one reason we present this at this meeting and then ask for approval in May is so we can get feedback like that. And like Curtis said, a lot of what we're trying to do in the parking idea you suggested fits right into this is we feel like we can take that 30,000-foot regional view at something, maybe zoom in a little bit more to a local level and then have a product to at least hand off to a local government or say to Metro or PARTA if it's a transit related issue and at least give you guys a little bit of preliminary legwork that you can take farther if you want to.
Yeah, I accept that explanation and
with that I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Mr. Baker. Next, we have resolutions. First one will be 2014-01, approving projects to be funded under the STP program and adding these projects to the Transportation Improvement Program, fiscal year 2014-17. Attachment 6A in your handout. Mr. Bodis.
Thank you. Programs, STP, TAP, and resurfacing. As also was mentioned, the CMAC program, again, is at a statewide level, so it's not under an overwhelm of funding anymore. The TAP program has replaced the old TEP, so TAP now stands for the Transportation Alternatives Program. We started this process back in September. In October, we had letters of intent due, and then in November, we had applications due. We had 133 applications that were submitted to us for funding. Those totaled over $114 million worth of requested funds. Our TACTFE subcommittee, which is charged with taking the first step and looking at these projects, they met once before the holidays and then once again after the holidays. And one of the themes that we talked about was over programming, and one of the benefits of that is we're going to reduce our carryover balances, as we've seen earlier on this fiscal year, we're going to want our carryover balance. By over-programming, you can eliminate those, and this will be the second round of funding that will substantially over-programming. What that does then is mean that we're going to spend some of our funding that goes out into fiscal year 2021. This is the STP projects that are being recommended for funding in your attached in your memo there, in the resolution. You'll see the full list, which would be this list of what's being recommended as well as all the rest of the projects that were submitted under this funding program. I'm not going to go through each one of these individually, but there's 12 projects here that are being recommended for funding. One big difference in this round of funding for past rounds of funding is that usually when we go out for a round of funding, we'll have a project or two that's reapplying. So in other words, we already funded the project in the last round of funding. They've developed the project, they see they need more funds, they come back to us to reapply for additional funds. Like I said, usually it's one or two projects per round. In this case, in the STP program, 10 of these are reapplies. So they come back to us requesting additional funds. So the subcommittee talked about that in depth, and one of the decisions they made and recommendations is that we fund all of those 10 that are resubmitted for funding, even though the ranking wasn't maybe so high. That's why you'll see on the far left here, this is the ranking, and you'll see that there's some missing numbers. Again, that's because the recommendation is to fund all those projects and reapply for funding and put those at the top. And then once we did that, we were able to go down and pick up two brand new projects, and then that brought us down to the amount of $17.9 million to fund in STP funding projects. One other thing to point out, those 10 that
projects that have reapplied for funding. The decision was made to fund them at 80% of what they asked for, not at the full amount they were asking for. And then the two brand new projects, those would be funded at 100% of what they asked for. So putting that all together, again, it's down to that 7.9 million and 12 projects overall. Moving on to the Transportation Alternatives Program. This was a little bit more straightforward. Simply going down the list, straight down the list of the rank order that they were scored. And then similar to the STP program, the decision was made to not fully fund the amount that they were asking for. So for example, some of these were asking $700,000. Well, the proposed amount was actually $500,000. Part of the reason doing that, so that we could go further down the list. By doing that, we're able to pick up 11 projects to fund out to $3.9 million. And the last funding program, the resurfacing funding program, this was the most straightforward. Simply went straight down the list. So we're able to pick up 16 projects and it amounted to about $6.8 million. And this is fully funding these projects at the amount they requested. And typically, these resurfacing projects can be ready to be constructed, go through their design within a year or two. And just a summary again of the STP program is $17.9 million. I recommend funding under the TAP program $3.9 million, resurfacing $6.8 million, to give us a total of $28.7 million. And if you kind of wanted to look at that as far as what we're funding in terms of project type, most of them, 50% of them are operational type improvement projects. And then 24% were preservation type improvements. And then 14% were like PED type projects. And then lastly, 12% was capacity added type projects. But essentially, if you look at it, this could be easily summed up by a funding program. The operational and capacity of the STT program, this is the resurfacing, and this is the TOP. And then this is just a shorter version of the table that you have in the packet there. What we try to do here is, again, those 10 STT projects that reapplied for funding, well, we had to match that up with the schedule that those projects are currently on, which is typically before 2017, which is the last year of the current TOP. So in doing that, and then also adding all the resurfacing projects in 2017 initially, once we have scope meetings, we'll figure out what year that we can go in 16 or 15. But by doing those two things, you'll see that we're over-programmed by quite a bit from both 16 and even more so 17. Then the rest of the funding for the TAP and the remaining STP projects was simply just dividing up the money and out and splitting up between a couple of years. And then you can see that out of roughly $10 million that we get per year, we've used up about $4 million of it from the 2021 fiscal year, which leaves us a balance of about $6 million. So once we have the scope meetings, we'll have a better idea of which year these projects are going in, and at that time we'll move them. So the next steps, once the House Committee approves these projects at their meeting next week, we'll then send out a notice to all the project sponsors that they've been awarded funding for their project. And from that point, they'll have 45 days, this is written right in our policy, to get their programming package submitted into ODOT. So even though some of these might be out there for quite a number of years, we still need to get these programmed and get them to ODOT's system, ELIS, so that they're recognized that anytime ODOT looks at our program or the feds look at our program, they'll see that we have projects programmed, even though they're going to be outside of the years of the TMP initially. So that's important to do that. Once that's done, ODOT will start setting up scope meetings for all these projects, and that may take, it's going to take a few months, and we might go into early summer by the time we have all the scope meetings for all these projects. And of course, we'll try to do the resurfacing quicker because those can get out the door faster. As far as future rounds of funding, as I mentioned earlier, the CMAQ program, this spring sometime we'll start that process. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on there with that. And then the next round for the STP, TAP, and servicing will start in the fall of 2015. So with that, the staff and the TFP subcommittee recommend approval of these three resolutions. The first one, 2014-01, is the STP program projects. 2014-02 is the transportation alternatives program projects. And then 2014-03 is the resurfacing program.
Question. The first one is regarding a breakdown that you showed of the type of project. We've got Pike Head identified separately right there. Right? I'm just wondering if there are Pike Head projects that are incorporated in any of the other ones, or if that's all of it.
Yes, yes. There are some of these projects do include sidewalks and bike lanes. At this point, we don't have to break down out of these projects to put them in there.
You are correct. The other question was on resurfacing. If when you're doing a resurfacing, you're also dealing with bringing all the ADA facilities up to standard at the same time, and you know, if that's assumed as part of that cost, that would be.
Yeah, our program there, what we do also include is upgrading the sidewalk ramps to ADA standards.
On the STP recommendations, the difference, the amount of money that's being recommended for projects that scored lower compared to those, there's about 3,425,000 scores that are above 74 but below the cutoff line, 6,216,000 that are scored below 74 but above the cutoff line. Seems to be quite a bit of inequity on that whole process. And the score, if there's a reason to score something, to award funds that are a reapplication or for some other reason, they should be accounted for in the scoring criteria, so the scoring is coming out a little bit better. These, some of the projects that are the scoring indication should be indicating that those projects are warranted as opposed to those that are reapplication. And it particularly impacts a project in Norton. It's a connecting between two projects that are one of them is all going into construction right now. The other one is scheduled for construction. As noted, the envelope is clear, and that project helps to make the whole thing complete. And that one scored higher than some of those that are being in for reapplication. As I recall, we had an application in for that project before anyway. So there's some things that I think we need to look a lot closer at that. And should some projects be, I know you've got, you're showing some over-programming, should some projects be in there as a reservoir project? Some of the concern if some projects slip and don't get funded, then what happens there? I noticed that some of them that are applied, that are shown as a reapplication, they are not yet programmed. And some projects, like the one I'm talking about in Norton, is actually has the whole envelope clear, so it's ready to move ahead. So few concerns there, I think, needs to take a little more study on this whole process.
You mentioned, what was that second thing you mentioned?
I forgot the number, I'm sorry.
Yeah, most, the ones that were reapplied for, you're saying that they've had no work done to them?
Yeah, they're shown in this. You've got some of the scoring criteria. A number of points makes a difference whether it's programmed, not programmed, or cleared, ready to move. And some of them that are shown as reapplication shows that they're not programmed. Now I don't know if that's an error in the table that shows all the scoring or not. But certainly one that has the envelope clear, it's ready to go. The environmental is all cleared, it's ready to go. It'll be a very easy thing to move forward. And what happens if one of those projects doesn't meet the time schedule of project slips? Do we have ways to move projects up if one doesn't meet schedule?
Yeah, that's part of the reason of the program. We don't have a specific list of revenue or projects by over program.
It's in the over program.
Correct.
And is the over program sufficient enough to cover projects that may slip?
Well, you know, each year, you know, clearly some of these projects are going to move. This is not
right.
Every year, and you have project review needs every quarter, and there's always a project or two that has to be moved. So once we come to a specific year and we see what's going on, by the end of that year, if we don't have enough funds, we're going to first try to create an RFO, try to shore up those projects in that year. If not, worst case scenario, that project has to move a year back. That's the idea at this point.
Well, on the inequity in the scoring compared to the amount of money, there's a lot of money in projects that scored lower than some. And like you said, usually there's a few projects, but there's a very large amount of projects that are recommended that have lower scores than some that are not recommended. And that's a real concern here. Either the scoring process is not reflecting the needs, or some of these projects are recommended that should not be recommended.
Let's break this down into the STP resolution. Is there any more questions for Victor on the STP? If not, do I have a motion?
Chair, a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All opposed.
Okay, now we'll move on to resolution 201402 on the PAP. Is there any questions for Mr. Bodison on that? Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
Deputy McGee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On to resolution 201403 for the resurfacing. Have a motion or any questions? Motion to approve? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you, Mr. Wilson. Do we have any other business? Do we have a motion for adjournment?
Move.
All right, we'll vote on adjournment. All in favor?
All right.
Okay. The next regular meeting will be right here on Thursday, March 13th, 1:30. Thank you.